The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Shabbos Daf Beis Ches. We have an Amud Beis, one of the strangest, one of the most esoteric gemaras in the whole of Shas. Amar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan. May dichsivim, the gemara brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. Ki ato avinu ki avram lo yodanu. You are our father. The Navi Yeshaya is talking in reference to Yitzchok avinu. Avram lo yodanu. Avram doesn't know who we are. Vi Yisrael, that's Yaakov avinu, lo yakrenu, does not recognize us. Ato Hashem avinu gayalenu me'olam shemecha. The Gemara says, what does this pasuk refer to? Lasid lava yoimalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'Avram. The Rebbeinu Shalom is going to come to Avram and he's going to say, Banecha chotu mi. Amal lefanav Rebbeinu Shalom. Avram Avinu will tell the Rebbeinu Shalom, Yumacha HaKadosh HaShemecha. I have nothing to say in defense of my children. If they've sinned, wipe them out. HaKadosh HaShemecha. Amal emalei liYaakov. Dehavalei tzagid l'bonim. I'll go talk it over with Yaakov Avinu. He has tzagid l'bonim. Efshin deboi rachmelei. Maybe he'll be able to find some type of leniency. He'll be able to bet ois rachmim. Amalei bonecha chotu, amal lefanav Rebbeinu Shalom, the same tshuva as Avram Avinu, yimochu akdusha shemecha. Amar, the Rebbeinu Shalom says, loy bisovi tamo. Sovi is the Saba, the grandfather of Avram Avinu. He doesn't have a tam, he doesn't have reasoning, v'loy bidar diki eitza. Not with the young one, not with Yaakov Avinu, is to be found eitzas, to be found wisdom and good counsel. Amalei li Yitzchok banecha chotu. Here the Rebbeinu Shalom comes to Yitzchok. Yitzchok Avinu is faced with the same challenge. Banecha chotu. He doesn't say Yimochu al kedusha shmecha. Amal levan Rebbeinu Shalom. Bonai v'loy banecha. B'shosh shekdimu lefanecha nasa l'nishma. You call them bini b'chayu. They're your children. They're not only my children. Here Yitzchok Avinu goes into a whole cheshbon with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Oh, it's kind of chodu. How many averes did they do already? Yitzchok Avinu sort of does away with the whole problem. How many averes did they do already? Kamish noisiv shalodom. Person lives 70 years. Dalas and Leonashal until 20. He's not fully responsible for his actions. That's only 50. 25 of it is nighttime out of the 25. There's eating time. There's davening time. There's bathroom time. How many averes could a person already do in the little time that's allotted to him? Okay. He makes a cheshbon with the Rebbeinu Shalom, how much is left, very little is left. If you're not willing to accept all of it, Rebbeinu Shalom, no problem, let's go 50-50. Pal golai, pal golecho. And then he makes a cheshbon with the Rebbeinu Shalom, he's willing to take the whole thing. And on that, the pasuk says, Ato Hashem avinu ge'aleinu me'olam shmecho, Yitzchok avinu to the rescue and lost it. Lovoy, when the chips are down, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is ready to make a final reckoning, and he comes to Avram, and it doesn't work. Avram has nothing to say for Klal Yisrael. Yaakov has nothing to say for Klal Yisrael. Yitzchok Avinu comes through with flying colors, and he saves us. Ato Hashem Avinu, Oto. This Gemara is astonishing. First of all, everybody asks, and it's a question that jumps off the page. Yitzchok Avinu, the Mida of Yitzchok, the defining characteristic of Yitzchok, is Midas Hadin. Yitzchok Avinu should be the one that in the face of the challenge of Banecha Chotu should be the one to save Klal Yisrael. That's A, on a basic level. Second of all, this whole Cheshbon, he's making a Cheshbon. The Rebbeinu Shalom, Pal Golai, Pal Golecho, the Rebbeinu Shalom knows his math. If Yitzchok Avinu made the Cheshbon, what exactly was the Chiddush over here? I always ask, just to put it in context, by the time Lawsuit Lovoy comes around, I would hope that upstairs they finish shots already. Avram and Yaakov already learned the trick that Yitzchok Avinu has to say. What exactly is the chiddush that Yitzchok Avinu is going to come up with that Avram and Yaakov can't come up with, are not capable of coming across with? What state on this Gemara? What is the Gemara telling us? What is the special yachas of this din Lawsuit Lovoy with Yitzchok Avinu that will take place? The Maral, as well as others, talk about this Gemara, and what lies in this Gemara is one of the most penetrating understanding of the whole depths of human history as it unfolds, as Klal Yisrael unfolds and comes towards the finish line of the end of the 6,000 years. Hopefully we're soon to be there already. I don't know if we could afford to wait much longer. The end of the Shit Aleph and Shnin, which are human history, and after that is the Tkuf of Yemais Mashiach, the depth of experience which will come out at the end of time is expressed in this Gemara. The Maral says that even though we know that Avraham Avinu represents Chesed, Yitzchak Avinu represents Din, Gvura, strength, Midas HaMishpat, Yaakov Avinu is the perfect blend called Rachmim, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LaAvraham, Yaakov Avinu is Emes, is that perfect blend between Chesed and between Gvura. In reality, and this is a theme that the Ramchal talks about constantly in all the Svarim, both the Svarim Benigla and both the Svarim Benister, that the reality of all din, of all mishpat, as it relates to Klal Yisrael, is really all chasadim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo created Klal Yisrael in order that they should achieve shlemus. Perfection can only be achieved by Klal Yisrael, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo, in everything he does with us, and everything he does to us, and everything he does about in the world, is all designed to bring us to that state of perfection. It's the state of Adam Rishon Kayim Vachet. It's the purpose for which man was created. It's the purpose for which Klal Yisrael was brought to Har Sinai, and so on and so forth. The purpose of all din, which exists today, is only in order to heighten not only our awareness, but in order to polish us, to push us, to probe us. The punishing that the Rebbeinu Shlomo does to us, all of Midas HaDin, and even after a person dies, all of Gehenim is only there as far as the Yid is concerned. The Gemara says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has a pact with Avraham Avinu that Yidin don't go into Gehenim. We do know that Yidin, the Chmam son, do get punished. All of us are going to face a Mishpat after Lachem Eivasim Shana. But the punishment, as far as Klal Yisrael is concerned, is only a purification process. Meaning to say, what the Maral and the Ramchal say is that the what we call din and mishpat, what appears to be din, mishpat, the fires of Auschwitz, the Crusades, the Cossacks, all the other tzaras and yisurim that Klal Yisrael have been through, all the other yisurim that we are going through in the world that we live in today, are all the greatest chesed because they're all designed to bring about the ultimate chesed, the ultimate rachmim, which will bring us to the state of perfection. What will happen, Lost in Lover, is, and this is the Gemara in Brachas, where the Gemara in Brachas tells us that even though today, Rachman son, in a time of sorrow, times of tragedy, we make a bracha of Baruch Dayan Ha'emes, but Lost in Lover, we'll see that really all there is Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv. All of human history, and all of the pain inflicted on Klal Yisrael in the course of human history, is all chesed disguised as mishpat. Meaning to say, that the reality of the mishpat of today really isn't a reality of today. Because mishpat, punishment, is not a reality. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is kula chesed, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is kula hatov, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is kula rachmim. The only reality which is existentially defining in terms of the Rebbeinu Shlomo to the mishpat, which is given to us, the din which is carried out, the punishments which are given to us, the only thing which is defining in terms of the Rebbeinu Shlomo is only the chesed, which the punishment, which the mishpat and the din is supposed to bring to, which will be lost with love. When we take a deeper look at the Ovis, we see that in the parshas of Bereshit, we have a pretty fair picture of the course of Avraham Avinu's life. The Torah tells us many episodes from Avraham Avinu's life, from Yaakov Avinu's life. The mystery Av, the Av that's really not described on a personal level, is Yitzchak Avinu. He's born in Parshas Vayera, and thereafter the story continues with Avram. The Akedah really is about Avram. There's not much there about Yitzchak. Parshas Chayesora, which is the whole story of the Shidduch of Yitzchak, really doesn't say anything about Yitzchak on a personal level. Parshas told us already he starts the struggle of Yaakov and Esav. Yitzchak really is not described. The Sfarim tell us that the reality of Yitzchak, his name actually reflects this. Kol Hashemei Yitzchak Li, Osa La'odom, L'malo Yitzchoyk Pipiv, B'Elam Hazeh. This world, the world that we live in, Elam Hazeh, is not a world of Tzchoyk. It's a world of trial and tribulation. It's a world of Hester upon him. La'osid Lovoy, Ozimolo Yitzchoyk Pinu, Yitzchak Avinu's name, Tzchoyk. Kol Hashemei Yitzchak Li is a name which reflects his reality as not existing in the world of today. Yitzchak Avinu was blind, Bechayov. Yitzchak Avinu is the Av whose reality is kuloi, even the reality which exists in the world that he lived in, is a kuloi reality of Laas Adlovi. The reason why Yitzchak Avinu reflected and Mishpat and Gvura is because the reality, as we said, of Gvura and Mishpat and punishment is all only a reality of Laas Adlovi. The Gvura and Mishpat are only there in order to perfect us, to perfect the world we live in, to bring about the Shlemus, the Chesed, the never-ending chesed, which will be Mimayis HaMashiach. So Avram Avinu, who is the starting point of Klal Yisrael, chesed l'Avram, Avram Avinu jumped into the Kibshon Ha'esh and founded Klal Yisrael in a burst of glory, that reality is a reality which existed in Avram Avinu's lifetime, the starting of Klal Yisrael, the beginning of the Am HaNivcha. Yaakov Avinu is the reality of the struggle of Klal Yisrael going into Golus. Destroy Yaakov Avinu's struggle with the Malach was by night, that symbolized Yaakov Avinu's life. The Nisyonis that Yaakov Avinu had, but the reality of Yaakov Avinu remaining faithful all through the Nisyonis of his life is a reality that exists. The reality of Titein Emes LeYaakov is a reality that you didn't live with. Every time we learn Torah, we're connecting to the reality of Yaakov Avinu. Every time we give of ourselves and we stretch ourselves and we become more of a giver and less of a taker, we connect to the reality of Avram. But the only reality that we have of Yitzchak today is the reality of living in preparation for Laas Adlovi, for Lacha Me'eva Esrim, for Elam Abba, for Yimayis HaMashiach, etc. Yitzchak Avinu is the reality of the world we live in, which says that all of reality is only a reality in preparation for what will be in the future. Therefore, when the time of reckoning is to be Laas Adlovi, and the Rebbein Shalom is making a last purification process, separating Klal Yisrael from the Umas Olam, a last din and cheshbon to make sure that Lanetzach Mitzachim, all of Klal Yisrael is on the Madrega that they're supposed to be, that all of us are Roy to be Mekabel, that all of us have the Klal Kibul to be Mekabel, the Hashras Hashchina which will come upon us when Mashiach comes, when the Beis HaMikdosh is returned to us, when the Rebbein Shalom resides in our midst. That process, at that point, what the Rebbein Shalom comes to the office, comes to Avram and Yaakov, and he says, Bonecha Chotu, your children aren't living up to the mission that you were entrusted with. Avram and Yaakov are left without what to say. Because Avram and Yaakov represent reality of serving the Rebbein Shalom in a world that does exist. Avram and Yaakov existed, and Avram and Yaakov are a reality that are supposed to exist in our life, the existence of Chesed, Titein Emes LeYaakov, Chesed LeAvram, and if we're not matching up, then Yimocho HaKdusha Shmoy Shemecho. It's not the pshat that Avram and Yaakov don't know something that Yitzchak Avinu does know. The pshat is that Avram and Yaakov reflect a reality which we're not living up to. It's the reality of living in Elam Hazeh and serving the Rebbein Shalom. Ha'av is Henein HaMakovo. Avram and Yaakov served the Rebbein Shalom with a totality, with a Shlemus. And if Rachman Al-Tlan, we've spent our lives not living up to that, then Avram and Yaakov don't have what to reflect, don't have what to give us. Avram and Yaakov will not be able to save us when our backs are against the wall and the Rebbein Shalom is demanding that final perfection. They were perfection, and we're not perfection, we're not matching up. Comes along Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu says, but Rebbein Shalom, I'm the reality which exists only for the reality of Laas Adlovi. Take Klal Yisrael and hear that all the imperfections, all the struggles, everything they've been through, everything they're going through, all of the imperfections and the Hester Ponim of the last 3,000-4,000 years are all a reality which is not real. It's all a reality which is there to perfect them, to bring to Laas Adlovi. Rebbein Shalom, says Yitzchak Avinu, they might look today like they're imperfection, but that reality is not the defining essence of who they are. Klal Yisrael Shchera and Ivanova, Klal Yisrael is beautiful, Klal Yisrael is perfect, and the perfection of Klal Yisrael is the perfection of where we'll be when the Rebbein Shalom is together with us again. The perfection of Laas Adlovi is not reflected in the reality of today, but Yitzchak Avinu's view, Yitzchak Avinu's essence of Din is the only one who could bring that point of view to the relationship between the Rebbein Shalom and Klal Yisrael. So Dafka Yitzchak, who's Midas HaDin and Midas HaMishpat in the world of today, who could say that the world of today should only be defining Klal Yisrael biyachas in reference to that which will be lost in love, which will be the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. That's why Yitzchak Avinu. What Yitzchak Avinu then cheshvins with the Rebbeinu Shlom, pal golai, pal golecho, is because Yitzchak Avinu is saying this: the reality of the world we live in today is a dual identity. On the one hand, we're living in a world and we're supposed to be Mekayim Torah Mitzvahs, we're held to a standard, to a very high standard, we're supposed to be Malachim's Kohen and the Goy Kodesh, and we're not there. Pal Golecho. There's a reality, however, which is, that's only half the story, that's only half of reality. The other half of reality is that we will be lost in love. Our reality of today is really only a half reality because it's really only a preparation for the reality of tomorrow, the reality of lost love, of Nitzchis, of Netzach Nitzokim. In that perspective, says Yitzchok Avinu, Pal Golai, Pal Golecha, you can't treat them, you can't be Tevei them everything. There is no everything, there's only half an existence. The real existence is only lost love, is only Netzach Nitzokim. Pal Golai, Pal Golecha, the physical needs, the time that they needed to take care of themselves, physically, that time, that was only a preparation. That's Yitzchok Avinu's viewpoint. The Midas HaDin of Yitzchok is that this world is only a preparation, is only a praise to Olam Haba. The whole 6,000 years of human history is only a preparation for Netzach Nitzokim. So Yitzchok Avinu says to Rabbi Nisham, the time that was used for physical, taking care of one's physical needs, all that's only preparation time. That's not defining. That's not existential. That doesn't say what the essence of Klal Yisrael is. The only essence of Klal Yisrael is that point of where we connect to what will be lost in love. Yitzchak Avinu says, for that, let's look at it, lost in love, Dick. Rabbi Sham, I'm willing to put myself on the line. I was Moshe Nefesh. My reality is a total reality of giving myself over, of non-existence today, in order to prepare for a world of Netzach Nitzachim. Rabbi Sham, it's all on me. And that's why Yitzchok Avinu is the Av, who lost the love, that Midas Hadin and Mishpat is what's going to save us, lost the love. Rabbi Sham should give us the Siyata Dishmaya. Rabbi Sham should give us the courage to push ourselves in the world we live in and the Siyat Dishmaya to see soon the day when the Midas HaMishpat and the Midas HaDin won't cover anymore the reality of the Rebbeinu Shlom being Kulei Chesed, the Shleimus that we strive for and the Shleimus that we want to strive for but we're limited, should be ours in the Tkufa of Lost Love, and the Rebbeinu Shlom once again be Mashre, His Shechin on us, and we will live V'shochanti B'Seichel.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.